And now to the Japanese writing systems. Let's discuss the three kinds of Japanese written characters.
Kanji, katakana, and hiragana. Kanji, katakana, and hiragana.
You can follow along in Appendix A of your book to see the differences illustrated.
Kanji characters are ideographs and pictographs borrowed from Chinese. Each character has a general meaning, but it may be pronounced differently depending on specific intent. There are over 1,900 kanji in common use. Many of the Chinese characters have been modified over the years to accommodate the differences in the two languages or to simplify the writing. Katakana and hiragana characters are phonetic, each character representing a syllable of sound without respect to meaning. Collectively, these characters are called kana. These two phonetic systems represent the same set of syllables. The real difference between the two phonetic systems is in usage. Words of non-Japanese origin are written in katakana. Katakana is also frequently used to add emphasis, so it is widely used in special situations like advertising. Hiragana is used to write elements of grammar and any word for which there is no kanji. Japanese characters are not capitalized and punctuation is limited.
Traditionally, Japanese was written vertically, beginning in the upper right. Modern Japanese may be written either horizontally, usually left to right, or vertically. Math, science, music, and foreign language books are written horizontally to accommodate Western writing conventions. Novels are usually written vertically. Writing on the sides of vehicles is normally horizontal from the front of the vehicle toward the rear, thus it will read left to right on one side of the car and right to left on the other. Also, Chinese businesses may have signs written from right to left, Chinese style. A common question among beginning Japanese learners is why phonetic characters are not used exclusively. Aside from the obvious logistical problems in changing the writing system of millions of people, the main obstacle to this has to do with the limited number of sounds and sound combinations in Japanese, which has resulted in the creation of many words that sound alike but have different meanings. It is the kanji for each word that distinguishes it from others that sound like it. For this reason, even in oral conversation, the Japanese will often refer to the appropriate kanji, or write the kanji with the finger of one hand on the palm of the other, to clarify meaning.